and all his close associates, they knew all the time that it was Santriv all the time. So in such a case, we don't have to consider the question of whether we say Kavua L'Mafreya or not. So they are most ashamed of, we don't say Kavua L'Mafreya. Since there is one person who knew, so Meile, it's considered Kavua L'Gabe Kol Olam Kol. This is, I mean, and that this is mentioned by the Rasha. Here, Mishmeres Abayis. But so Meile, he asks Sikashe from the Gemore in Idori, in Ozzy. I ask you to go over the Gemore in Ozzy a few days. She's over. In other words, if someone says to a shliach, Ruvin said to Shimon, "Tzei v'kadosh li'isho," and I rely on you and your judgment. So then Shimon disappeared. So in other words, he might have been Mikadish Rochim. And then he's Mikadish in woman, Leah. So Leah might be a sister of Rochim, so it's Achis Ishte, mother of Rochim. So it's Eiv Ishte, a daughter of Rochim. I mean, some male, she might be one of the Sheva Krevis. Because when one marries a woman, so it becomes Osam Deraise to marry 4, 7 cranes. Chazoke shliach is, but if we didn't say Chazoke shliach, we say Meichet, he said that he was Mikadish, a woman. But since Chazoke shliach is a shlichuse, so we have to assume that the shliach did a shliches, and Mimele, any woman might be one of the Sheva cranes. But of course, Hashem point out, suppose, let's say, he is Mikadish a woman Leah, and then he finds out that Leah has no mother, and Leah has no sister, and Leah has no daughter. So she doesn't have any one of the Sheva Krevis, so naturally he's allowed to marry her. He's not allowed to marry her. Or even if he's Mikadish Leah, if he wants to be Mikadish Leah, and he finds out that Leah has a sister, but Leah's sister had been married for 10 years. Some Mele, it couldn't have been the woman whom the Shliach was Mikadish for him. So he's also mother. So in other words, so when does Rabbi Yochanan say, Osam Chanoshen Shebeilom, if he doesn't establish these facts, but it doesn't mean that he cannot get married. In other words, without establishing these facts, he's not allowed to marry any woman. Because of the possibility, maybe that's a sister of the woman whom the shliach was mikadish for. So, chazok shliach is shliach. We say v'chim lipolish liho holy yoda hei miu kodesh. Eisver v'shlok ish l'kabich. Kam stumo, let's say, izal v'zol v'yil v'se mitzire. So they have to bring a whole kam. One is in, one shnei teirim v'shnei neyeno, one is a chatos and one is a neyeno. So he has to be kirei Hashem. One bird, one off, he has to be kirei Hashem, he has to be kiveya le'ilo, and one bird, he has to be kiveya le'chatos. So suppose he bought a pair of birds, a pair of hefes, shnei teirim, and he did not make a declaration which bird should be used for a chatos and which bird should be used for an eagle. That's called the kanstumo, shepoch. But it was set aside already for the korbanos of chatos and eagle. Which one for chatos, which one for eagle, was not determined. But it was determined that the pair, is set aside for the components of the illness. So then, so one of the birds of that kind flew away. Or suppose it didn't fly away, but one of the birds died. So male had a count effect. As long as they are both alive and he can see both, so then he has ways of identifying one from the other. But so yikach lezug zug mishen vilu kemifan freshes in litakone. So why in litakone? Because as long as they were alive, so then he would be able to identify. But since one flew away, so he cannot recognize whether the one that remained is the one that he declared as the chatos or the one that he declared as an eil. Viru shoken in dalme is misakne. So what it means? So then he has to buy two birds, a whole camp. But why aren't we chishis? After all, one bird from this nest flew away. Now when he goes to the market and he buys two birds, maybe one of the two birds happens to be that bird that flew away from his nest. And then somebody apprehended it. And then he's selling it. But, so in other words, so it was already declared as a korban for Reuven. And then somebody else will buy it and it'll be makriv for a different korban. It's really shocking in the alma miskinen. But my lame kochode bechode deal me high nil. So the answer is we rely on Rov. Rov birds are not escapees. Escapee birds. I mean, who ran away from a nest after it was declared as a bird for a certain call. So mele, so we see that we go Basarov. So why shouldn't Reuven be allowed to marry any woman in the world? After all, most women are not sisters of Rochel, whom the Shliach was Mikadish for. This is Gemara's kasha. Really shocking me down the miskinen, but my lame kolchode lechode dil mehain yu omalei kamine ano ishe dole naide vi amret li at isure denayet. So I told you a case of a woman that is lenaide, because a woman stays in place. Rashi says, because kol kvoido bas melech ima. So in other words, so she doesn't move around. So mimele, it's kavua. So we cannot rely on Rov. Mashenke, in the case of birds, there we rely on Rov, because the derech of a bird is to fly away, not to stay in one place. So mimele, we cannot say kol kavua kimechtel mechtel. Amina no yishel naide, vametlu ha'at yisur naide, v'chitei mehochename naid. So why does Rabbi Yechiel say, Osa b'chol anoshim shebeilom? In other words, he shouldn't come to a woman's house and have chuppah with her over there in the house, because then it's kavua. But let him make up with her. He should meet her on the street, and then he'll be mikadosh on the street. Then it will not be kavua. So it will be called the porridge. So even if the woman that is mikadosh happens to be on the street, not b'mkim akvias, so we still have to apply the din of kol kavua kimechta mechtadome. Why? Because this woman. So according to Rashi and Teisves so the pshat is true. Now he was mikadish. We assume that the shliach Shimon was mikadish Rochel for Reuven. Now he meets in the street another woman later, and he wants to be mikadish. So we tell him, no, you cannot be mikadish later. Why? Possibly Leah is a sister of Rachel. Possibly Leah is a sister of Rachel. But Leah, why should we say that Leah is a sister of Rachel? After all, there are millions of women who are not sisters of Rachel. There is only one sister of Rachel. So we should say, Kol deporis, merupe porish. The answer is, and she is Mekadish Leah on the street. Not, he doesn't go to her house to be Mekadisha. So how can we say Kavua? So Rashi and Teisves, he knows they explain, because Hosom Hatral in the Chus. Leah, this woman, Leah, she is not going to stay here on the street all the time. Half an hour later, she'll go back to her house. So Mele, even since she's destined to go back to her kviyas, so Mele, we cannot apply the din of Kol Poros Bule Poros. So that means, according to this pshat, that by Odo, we can't apply the concept of Kol Poros Bule Poros only Ligabe, an inanimate object, or even Bal Chai, Behemo, it doesn't have the sense to go back to its natural domicile. Masheinkin Gabi Odom, where is this, the person, the woman is disposed and has the intentions of going back to its, became acquiesced to its natural domicile, habitats of Mele, even while she is poised from its habitat, from her habitat. So she's, it's also considered as if she is in its habitat. That's how it appears from this Gemara. So, Hosom Hatal Nechuse, Gabi Khan Mihat. So, Gabi Khan, so even though one bird escaped, and that one bird was already set aside for a Chatos, so he can go to the market and buy a bird. And it doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe the bird that I buy is the bird that escaped, and that was declared as a chatos, now I'll be makhil as an elo, so it will be shalikidin. He doesn't have to be cheshish for it. Why? Because it's called a porish, and it's not destined to come back to the nest. A bird, once it escapes, it doesn't, in all probability, it's not coming back. But this woman, in all probability, will the same day return to her natural domicile. So it's kavua, even if the kedushin takes place in a state of precious, when it moved away from its natural domicile. This is what the Gemara is saying. Now, Teisves, in Ksuves, now I ask you to go over the whole Gemara there. Now, so the Gemara says that if a woman was raped by someone, and we don't know whether the one who raped her is a kosher or a posel, even if rape are kshering, so then it depends. If the woman, let's say, if the one who raped her, so came to her house and raped her, so then we cannot rely on her. Yet, I consider in the deraisa, I mean, regarding kuhune, so there is a special derabonon, special derabonon chachomim, that we need with derabonon two rovs. But as far as the deraisa is concerned, so we don't need two rovs. So if a woman was raped in her house, and we don't know the identity of the person of the mamis, of the bail, so then we say kokovaki mechtal mechtadome, she's asurikune. Even though Roiv Bnei Uriya happened to be sharing, let's say it's a Jewish city. There are very few goyim and very few psuri, mamzeri, in the city. And one of the city was Mealisa. We don't know who. So if he was Boler, Ozu, Inu Ligabo. So in other words, if he Idiko Asli Inu Ligabo, In other words, if he came to her house, and so then we say call the polis mehube polis. But if she visited a certain person, and then as she was visiting a certain person, so he was mehaneser, so then we cannot say call the polis mehube polis, because the one who asks her was kavuavim keime. He was mehaneser in his house. She went to him. So Mimele it's covered. So he the Koazli in the Kabo called the Polish move the Polish. Luitzrich the Koazli in the Kabay. The Havalei covered. The Havalei covered. So Taser says the Kashi, Gilmo Azli in the Kabay. Pirish we say based on. We say based on. That Philip is here. So when is it considered Kavua? Only if the woman was Nanso. Went to the house of the Baal, but suppose he was Manasseh in the street, in the city, and that means he wasn't Manasseh in his house, so then we apply the din of Kodipoch. Pirish is a base. Only in such a case we can't apply the din of Kodipoch. Da'afilu b'sichayi al-choshe kavua. But suppose he was Manasseh in the street, so, and it's his city, so still it's called the Polish, because that's not his mocking. The domel in Nimtzovinachanuiz, just as we say when we find the Chatichas Bosom, Benachanuiz, not in the store itself. If he bought it in the stores, he doesn't know in which, then it's called what? But if he found it near the store, even though it's very close to the store, the Mikimakrias, we say call the Polish. So the Melee, if he was he met her in the street and he was Mehaneser, so then we say call the Polish, even though it's in the city. The Chink Abitilik Mushlamir, the Choshev Kovua, Hoyu Nimtsam Bais. So in other words, if a teenage foundling is found in the street, we don't know whether he's a Jew or an un-Jew. So Yim Rov Yisrael, so he's treated as Yisrael. If Rov inhabitants are, if Yehovim is treated as an Arab, but he was found in the street, so we see that as long as he wasn't found in his own house, let's say, suppose you come into a house, a deserted house, and you find the baby. So there, even if all residents of the city happen to be Evdik Chovim, but as long as there is one Jewish family living in that city and you found the baby in the crib in its own house, so we say Kol Kavua Kimechtal Mechtal, and we cannot consider him Becheskas Ako. Mashein came if you find a foundling in the street. So if Rov residents of the city are going, so then he is becheskas bo. So this is what he is saying. Ulkach pirish bekundash pirish beilis vim teima di benozir perik beis porich ahod o eimer lishluchet tzei mikadish liyish o stam osa bechol anoshim shebeilom mikam stumo umosig amina lo chano yishet o lenayde viat amret li yisure denayet vichitei meochaname bishuke ashkicha mikodish hosum hatal nechuse. Mashmal gabiodom mishayach kol di porish mehude porish mishudhoda v'nechuse. So in other words, so Tesis in the Kashi, so Tesis in the Kashi assumed like the pshat of Rashi was, like the pshat of Tesis in us, that when Gemara says in Nosev Afid Beis hosom hatal nechuse, it means that this woman, he the shliach possibly was Mikadish Rochel for Reuven. Shimon possibly might have been Mikadish Rochel for Reuven. Now when Reuven meets Leah in the street and he wants to be Mikadish, we tell him, no, you are not allowed to be Mikadish Leah in the street. Why? Even though most women are not sisters of Rochel, only one out of a million of women is a sister of Rochel. But we say it's Kavua. But it's Pirei, she's in the street, so Rashi explains it, But this woman, Leah, that you want to be Mikadesh, that possibly might be a sister of Rachel, your wife, so is destined to go back to her kvias, to her domicile, to her domicile. So even while now she's in a state of precious, of being removed from her domicile, she's also considered to be in her domicile. This is according to Rashi. So they say, why? Because it's a human being is naturally disposed to go back to his domicile, his or her domicile. So the Mele takes this as Sikashi. So how does the Gemara say? How does the Gemara say that if the Beye, let's say, left his house and he met, let's say, the woman on the street and he raped her? So then, We say called the Polish, the Rube Polish, and she is Muteres Likune. But this person, this Mianes, is destined to go back to his place. So Mimele, even this moment, when he's away from his domicile, it should be considered as if he had been in his domicile, because this is his destiny and his direction to go back to his domicile. So Tesis gives it terms. Vilach Pirchi, the Hosom Bishasu Yisea, Kisheze Boal Shumisho, Hadrali Nechusi, Ho Yisho Shekinisha Shliach, Adol Hoche Ki Hazli Inuli Gabo, Bisho Sheo Yisro, Harihu Nayit. So he says, in other words, so Tesis is saying, where is Tesis in the Kashi? Assumed. Like the pshat of Rashi in Nozir, and Tesis in Nozir, like the pshat of Rashi in Ksuves, which is the same, like the pshat of Rashi in Nozir. So Tesis in the Teretz in Ksuves assumes like the Rosh in Nozir. The Rosh in Nozir is chelikan on Rashi's shite, and on Tesis shite in Nozir. Because Rashi and Tesis say that Hosom Hadrin Nechuse, the Gemara has reference to Leah, the woman whom Reuven wants to be Mikadish in the street. So the Gemara says he's not allowed to be Mikadish her. Because even though she's Polish at that moment, Leah is Polish, she's in the street now, but she is destined to go back to her domicile, to her home. So even right now she's considered Kavua. Leah is considered Kavua. So the Tesis of Rosh Hashanah and Tesis in Ksuves says that Hosom Hadrin Nechuse does not mean, as Rashi explains, Leah is destined at the end of the day to go back to her house. So maybe even now she is considered Kavua. No, it means there is a possibility that at this very moment, when Reuven is trying to be Mikadesh, let's say it's 12 o'clock now, and Reuven is trying to be Mikadesh, lay in the street. So it's possible that at this very moment, her sister Rochel, who is the Issa of Leah, who asks Leah to Reuven? Rochel asks Leah to Reuven, because Rochel became a Kodeshes. Only yesterday she became a Kodeshes to Reuven, so she is the Issaress of Leah, her sister. So Mele, when the Gemara is saying that Hosom Hadra Linechuse, the Gemara doesn't mean that Leah is considered Kavua because she is destined to go back to her Kriyas. No. The fact that she is destined to go back to the Kriyas doesn't matter, has no significance. But there is a possibility that at this moment, when Reuven is trying to be Mikadish Leah in the street, Rochel is already in a house. So in other words, according to Tetzves in Ksuves and the Rosh in Ozia, so the Hadra Linechuse depends not upon the Hadra Linechuse depends not upon the Neseres, but upon the Oiseres. According to Rashi, whether it's Polish or Kavua depends not on the Oiseres, but on the Neseres. Who is the Neseres here? Leah is the Neseres. Who is the Oiseres? Rochel is the Oiseres. So according to Rashi, in Teisves, in Nozia, so in determining whether it's Kavua or Polish, so we have to consider as to whether, according to Rashi, and this is Nozia, we have to consider as to whether the person who is Oser is Kavua or Polish. According to Tesis in Suves and Rosh in Ozia, we have to consider as to whether the person who is Eiseya, not Nesa, is Kavua Polish. Kavua Polish. Now, this is not what is important here. I mean, but since I had to mention the Gemore, and I'm going to discuss that question, so Mele, I took advantage of this, and I mentioned that Machli Roshim. But what my immediate objective here is to point out the kasha of the primigodim against the Rashi. In other words, from this, according to the Prichodos Pshat in the Rashi, the Mishnah Rabbis, so the Rashi thought that the Bedek Rabbis, the Ro, understood the Teiras Rabbis as referring to the case where everybody knows the identity of the chanuyis that sell the kasheris and the identity of the chanuyis that sells the neveim. But one customer didn't know, and that one customer himself found out later. So the Ro'o thought that the Rashbo in Teres Abayis was saying that in such a case, all the meat that this one customer bought, and he doesn't know in which store, so even now, after he found out that there is the identity of the store that was selling Nevela, and everybody else knew all the time the identity of the store that selling Nevela, so the Rashbi is saying that all, inasmuch as relative to this customer, it wasn't known, so Mele, it's called, we applied Aloha, called the Polish, it's not Kavua. And the Rashbi is saying, no, he never said such a thing. In other words, so what's the Rashba saying? That even though that customer didn't know, but others knew, so maybe it's considered kavua even in relation to the person who didn't know. So he has the kashe. So in other words, what is the Rashba saying? That if there is one person who knows the identity of the chanus that sells the nevela, so then we cannot say, call the Polish. Even in respect to the whole world who doesn't know. So he has the kashe, how is it that the Gemara here has the kashe? Gabi Ishu. That how can Rabbi Yechanan say in the case of Oyim or Mishluche, Tzei Vikadish Li Yisho Stam, Osa Bechol Anoshim Shebeim, Osa Bechol Anoshim Shebeim, Chazok HaShliach Yisho Shluchu Tzei. So the Gemara has the kashe, but we should rely on Rov, just as we rely on Rov in the case of a can, that if one bird out of the nest flew away, so then he cannot use the remaining bird for the korbanos, but he has to buy a new pair of birds, and he has to bekeveya one bird of the new pair for a chatos, one bird of the new pair for an eruv. And we're not cheshish when he buys a new pair. Maybe the one that he declares in the new pair for chatos, maybe that is the bird that flew away and that already been declared halo. Why? Because we rely on kolipoich. Most birds are not birds. There are millions of birds that did not fly away from a nest that was already declared for a certain illness. Just one, so called Polish, Milubi Polish. So here too, there are millions of women who are ruis for him as a wife. So why should we cheshish that this happens to be a mother, a sister, a daughter, one of the Sheva Chreves of his wife, or through his wife? So the Gemara says, so the Gemara's kasha was, we should rely. We should rely and call the Polish Milubi Polish. So the Gemara says, no, we cannot say call the Polish because it's Hadron Nechusa. Now, Teisus says the Kasha here. I forgot to mention that. Teisves es Sikashi here, and Mikdushin of Samadalet, so Teisves Sikashi, according to Rabbi Yechonen, the Toimel Shluchi Tzili Kaddish Lish Yostam, or some Chlan Lashin Shibaylon, and we do not rely on Rov, because it's Kavua, so Mimele, why is only Ruvin allowed to marry a woman? Everybody else should be forbidden to marry a woman. Because for the same reason that Ruvin is not allowed to marry Leah. Why? Maybe Leah is the sister of Rochel. Rochel is the woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Ruvin. So no one should be allowed to marry any woman as long as he knows there is a woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Ruvin. So that woman is already neshishish. So when he is mikadesh a woman, maybe she is the woman whom Shimon was mikadesh for Ruvin. Strange kasha. Vim teima v'kul alme yos uliso noshi l'shemo zeisi sh'niskacha olishnia. So then Teitzvah says, v'yesh leima dimidaraise afilu husho aliso. So Teitzvah says the same thing in Nozat Afyut Veis and in Gittin Daf Samadalet. He says that midaraise, so even Ruvin is allowed to marry any woman. And he doesn't have to be cheshish. If he marries Leah, maybe Leah is a sister, without finding out that Leah has no sisters or that Leah's sister had been married for 10 years, without finding out all that. So midaraise, Ruvin is allowed to marry Leah. And he doesn't have to be cheshish, maybe Leah is a sister, a mother, a daughter, one of the kreveis of Rochel. Why? Because kol the Polish will be Polish. There are millions of women who are not kreveis of Rochel. So kol the Polish will be Polish. But we say kavua. So Teitzvah says, no, here we cannot apply the din of kavua. Why can't we apply the din of kavua? Because when do we say kavua? When the Yisar is nikam keime. But here the Yisar is not nikam keime. Here the Yisar is not nikam keime. Because we don't know. So midraise, Ruvin is allowed to marry any woman without investigating as to whether that woman has a sister, has a mother, has a daughter, or if it has, maybe they have been married for a long time, without making any investigation. Midraise, Ruvin is allowed to marry any woman. He's allowed to marry Leah. And he doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe Leah is a sister, a mother, a daughter of Rochel. Why? Because he can't be Polish. Kavua ki mechza mechza nome. But here it's not kavua, because the Yisar is not nikam keime. But, so that's the reason as to why everybody else is, even though somebody found out that Shimon was mikadesh a woman for Ruvin, and we don't know who that woman X is, so one is allowed to marry a woman. And he doesn't have to be cheshish. Maybe that's woman X before, without making an investigation. Maybe that's woman X because called the Polish woman Polish. So, but the Chachomim asked Ruvin to marry Leah as a knas. So he has to be penalized. He didn't act so nicely. I mean, appointed shliach to be mikadesh a ishe, not to tell him which ishe. So, but everybody else is not at fault, so they didn't counsel. This is what Teitzvah says. V'yeish leima v'mereisa v'mu shor nisa, das nu basa ruben. Mikrei v'isam v'deshes. V'yivene yel knose v'alme shor sa shliach stam v'loi pireish, loi kadish in plenis. U'didei konsul, u'lachir loi konsul. V'im teima v'leve yisur v'reisa v'alme kavua, v'chol kavua kimechta v'mechta d'ome. יש לי מאד לאמרון קבוע כי מחצר דומה אלו כשניס אני כל עצמי והעת אני כל עצמי אבל כשניס אני כל עצמי לאמרון Now, but we say כל הזבוכים שניסעו ובחתו ניסע מייסי יש אפלחת בריבי אפלחת בריבי יום ניסו קולון so the more אסי קשה וניר משל מיידה ולאמרה כל מפוריס כל מפוריס מרובי פוריס So we have a machlekes between the Rashbo and the Rosh. The Rashbo says The Rashba says that that Gzeira, according to Rambam, that Gzeira applies only to Kochin. It doesn't apply to Chum. According to Rashba, that Gzeira applies to Chum as well. But only when he manipulates a polish. But if it's Piris, male or not. But according to the Rosh, the Mechaba paskins like the Rashba. But the Rosh it is that even Piris Memele. So So how does Tesfa say that here there is a Rabbonon only Gabihim because of the Knas? No, with the Rabbonon we are Gezi Hashem Yikach Mekavua according to the Rosh Ite. So the answer is that even according to the Rosh, so when are we Gezi Hashem Yikach Mekavua? That's the Gabi Yisrael Heter, but the Gabi and Nisho, so even the Rosh is be made it. That where it's Pirish Mimele, so we are not Gezer. But here we are Gezer, the Gabi and Isho, only vis-a-vis the Mikadish himself, because he acted very improperly. I mean, in appointing Shliach to be Mikadish Eish in a very modest way, in a Mikshulik way. But as far as everybody else is concerned, so in such a case, since with the Raise, it's not Kavua, so Mimele, even with the Rabbon, it's not considered as Kavua. So the kashe of the primigodim is now according to the prichodosh pshat in this Rashba Mishmer Zabaikis. So the Rashba is saying Yechidesh that if there is one person who knows the identity of the chanus that sells nevele, so even relative to a person who didn't know anything. So the Mele, it's considered Kavua, and we don't even have to consider the question of Kavua Lamafreya. Assuming that we don't say Kavua Lamafreya, here it's a plain case of Kavua, because there is one person who knows. So here, the Isha herself, the Isha knows, Rochel herself knows, that woman X, let's say her name is Rochel, she knows. She knows that her sister Leah is Asur or Ruvain. She knows it. So Mele vis-a-vis Ruvain, it should also be considered Kavua. And Taisa says here that it's not considered Kavua. So we have to say that Rashba, that's two, the Pshat of the Prichodosh in Rashba is a true Pshat. But the Rashba doesn't mean the Rashba did not assume that the Dro had understood the Teres Abayis to refer to a case where only nobody knew. That nobody knew, just one person. In such a case, if nobody knew. So the person who didn't know could not easily find it out. So Mele, we can apply the din of Kol Diporich. The Rashba assumed, according to the Bechodesh Pshat, so the Rashba Mishmeres Abayis assumed that the Ro had assumed that his halacha in the Teres Abayis had reference to the case where the Chanus that sells Nevele was Yedua. Everybody knew. But of course, everybody. There are certain people who were not informed. So a certain person, let's say, a visitor. So he didn't know. But everybody else knew. Most people knew. So Mele, even vis-a-vis the person who was uninformed, it's considered as if it is Yedua. Why? Because most people knew and the one who didn't know could easily have found out if he had made an inquiry. But he didn't. So Mele, even though he didn't, so the Rashba Mishmer Zabai says that it's still considered as Nikam Kein. Mashenkin in a case where no one knows except one person, like here. No one knows except woman X. Let's say her name is Rochel. So woman X knows that her sister Leah is Asur to Ruvain. But no one else knows. And Ruvain cannot easily find it out. So in such a case, we do not say just because relative to one person, it's Nikabim Keime, that relative to the whole world, it's Nikabim Keime, that not. So maybe, but when the Rajpo says in Mishmeres Abayis, so the Pshat of the Prichodosh is true Pshat, but the lotion of the Rajpo is Omar HaKesev, Hu Chaleim Hu Mifasheh, Sha'am Mechabeh Loyal Chanus Echot, Mecheres Boson Avela B'yodua Omro. What does it mean, B'yodua Omro? B'yodua means Yodua, the Choloilom. But there was one customer who didn't know. So Mimele, in such a case, even relative to that customer who didn't know and who bought it before we found out the identity of the Chanus, so it's considered becoming Kemi. Because everybody else knew, a lot of people knew. Mashein came, the Loshin Yodua means, Mashein came in the case where no one knows, and no one has a way of knowing, but there is one person who knows. So then, it's considered Pirish, even if there is more than one. Let's say in the case of the Brahman planet. So there was more than one person, there was probably a handful of people who knew all the time. But most people didn't know, and it was Becheskas Kashres. So Mele, it was not considered Nikabim Keime. It was not considered Nikabim Keime. Okay, all right. So then. Now, we went over alright, the next sieve, this one. Shekom kovu akimecht. Hochi alfinu go vakame u ferikame di tzivis. Mikro di vol of lehim. Vikom, prat u ziri kebe lo chavuras anoshim shi yamdu shum temi Yisrael am vechad vichom in pot. Mishum sot vekum vashad ho. Ve'af agav vichom Yisraeli mikro lo kim havu kovu u chemechta o mechta dom. Vida, di ho di kaim lon. Di chom kovu akimechta o mechta. Hu beilikum e beilikum. Kim tes chanuiz. מי חייז בוס הנבל, ואחז בוס השחוטו, ולוקח מידי המאיזה מלוקח, הווה כמחצ על מחצ, ולו יוסר אלו משם סביק, ולו אמרינו דהווה כרו בו, הוכה אמרינו בהדיה בפרקה מנקסוביס. In other words, that it has significance, usually we think that כל קבוע כמחצ על מחצ לא מאיז, is a חומרה. In other words, we don't rely on all. No, but it has a kule aspect too. Let's say, in other words, suppose tes chamuyes meichiz boson veil viachas boson shchuto vilokach vein yideya meizimen lokach habiki mechza al mechzo vilo yoser alo mishim sveike. So of course sveike the rise is lechumre. But it's considered only Sofik, not Sofik Iser, not Mada Iser. And let's say, according to Ramtam Shite, that Sofik Yachad Biguv is Sofik Yachad Bitarubes. Sofik Yachad Biguv is Sofik Yachad Bitarubes is Muter. So in such a case, on account of the theme of Kol Kovua, Kimecht Al Mecht Zadome, so if someone bought in a city where 9 stores sell Nevele, 1 store sells Shchuta, and someone bought in one of the stores, he doesn't know in which. From the point of view of Rov, if we were not to consider Kovua, so then it should be considered as Vada Nevele. But because of Kovua, so it's considered Sofik Nevele. And according to Rav Netam, who says that we say, Sofik Yachad Biguv, Sofik Yachad Tarubes, if that Chatiche would be Nisarei with another Chatiche, so then we would apply the din of sex. We don't pass like Rav Netam, but in other words, so this is what he said, that it has a cool aspect to Avul Boso Hanim so Bishuk Biyadivit Chovim Muter Kim Sharim Hanuis Meichiz Bosa Shchut Afil Uchticho Ruyo Yischavet Kach Poshut Bipeski. Now what is he saying here? It's very mistaken, and he says it's Poshut Bipeski. What we see, of course it's Mistabia, but what is he saying? What is he telling us? In other words, that even though Chticho Ruyomi is Chavit, Chticho Ruyomi is Chavit, so Midrabonon, there is no Beetle, so that only means that Chticho Ruyomi is Chavit, the Beetle din doesn't apply. of Isa Nepach Leheta doesn't apply. But the Birur of Kol Diporish applies to Chdichor in Yisra'id as well. So Mimele, if it is Nimzo Bishuk, so true on the basis of Bittul not, but of Isa Nepach Leheta not, we cannot say. But on the basis of Kol Diporish it is Buddha. But suppose, let's say, suppose you find in the street many chatiches, and somehow most of the chatiches that are sold into the store fell into the street. Most of the chatiches, there was a hurricane. And then, so all the chatiches bosso that were in the stores, in the market, so were thrown off the tables from the store, off the tables in the stores, and they fell into the street. So certain chatiches fell in one spot in the street, other chatiches in another spot in the street. Everything fell in the street. And then most of the chatiches that were originally in the store are now in the street, but in different positions, in different spots in the streets. Different spots in the street. So the melee, so each chatiche that one finds in a certain spot, he'll be allowed to eat. But he will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches together. Because in a case, where does the Rosh say that one is allowed to eat all the, even the three chatiches in Basachas, where there is bitl? Masheiki chatiche oil is chavi, there is no bitl. So we cannot say, heta isa nepach leheta. But on the basis of Kol Diporish. So on the basis of Kol Diporish, as to an individual chatiche, he can say Kol Diporish. But as to many chatiches, he cannot say Kol Diporish. So Mimele, not only Basachas, he will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches. But even Bozeh Achazeh, he will not be allowed to eat all the chatiches. But only one chatiche. So this is what he's saying. In other words, so the din of bitul of isa nepach leheta doesn't apply, but the biur of kol diporish applies even by chticho horil ischabi. Now we have, so he says kach poshut bepeski. The only thing that we have to say that there is one Rishon according to whom this wouldn't be so. I mean, I didn't see that any one of the Achim should say it, but that's how it's mashma. I mentioned that the Shite, there is one Rishon, the Tesis read in Borobasra Daf Lamed Aleph, and he says that by Yovish B'Yovish, there is no din of Isa Nepach Leheta. By Yovish B'Yovish, Isa Nepach Leheta is only Shaya B'Lar B'Lach, where we have even distribution. But by Yovish B'Yovish, where the Isa is Eimed Bifnei Atzmei, and the Heter is Eimed Bifnei Atzmei, and the Tarubes is only subjective, there is no objective Tarubes. In other words, we are mixed up, we don't know. But objectively, there is no mix-up, there is no Tarubes, so there is no Aloha of Isa Nepach Leheta. So, but when we say Chad B'Trei Bottle, that's an expression, Chad B'Trei Bottle. But it means, Kol Diporish, Milu Beporish. In other words, it means the same thing as what the more means in Ksuvos Daf Zayin, that the Tinik Shenimtso, the foundling who is found, B'Yir Sherubo in the Yechovim, so Machil is in Eveila, so we consider him as a Goy, and the Beru B'Yir Sherubo in Israel, we consider him as a Jew. So does it mean, Isa Nepach Leheta, that even if Klav Shmai is Galye, that he is a Goy, so he becomes converted into a Jew, and vice versa? I mean, that couldn't take place. That couldn't take place. So I mean, there is no bitl on a human being. I mean, that a human being who is a Goy should be nefach to Israel just like that, or vice versa. So there it means, Kol Diporish. But if Klav Shmai is Galye, that he is an Eved Choven that he make, so he is. But it doesn't mean that if Klav Shmai is Galye, that it's Nevele, it becomes converted into Shkut. That doesn't that. So chavitrei bottle means, doesn't mean bitter as such. It means cold porridge. So Memele, according to this read, when the Gemara says that Balachayim lay bottle, so what does it mean, Balachayim lay bottle? What does it mean, Balachayim lay bottle? Balachayim lay bottle means that we don't say cold porridge. So everything means that we don't say kol diporish, because there is no other din by yovish b'yovish except kol diporish. So mele, when we have aloche of chticha oil is chavit, does not become bottle. According to this, it really doesn't mean there is no din of visa lepach leta, because even vis-a-vis chticha she'ein oil is chavit, there is no aloche of visa lepach leta. So everything means kol diporish. So mele, the din of chticha oil is chavit, what does it mean? The din of chticha oil is chavit. The din of chticha oil is chavit means that there is no kol diporish. Not that there is no isa lepach leheter. So mele, according to this read, when the shach says afilu chticha oil is chavit, so but if nimtzo bishuk, so it's still muter. So afilu chticha oil is chavit. According to this read, no, because according to this read, there is no din other than Kol Porish. So all these aloches that the Gemara mentions in terms of bitul, chticha oil is chavit in ipteilu. What does it mean in ipteilu? It doesn't mean Yisar is not nepach leheter. Yisar is never nepach leheter. Even chticha she'ein oil is chavit not never. But by chticha she'ein oil is chavit, while that which objectively is nevelo doesn't become converted into shchuto, but when we don't know what it is objectively, so then we presume that it is shchuto. We cannot presume that. So we cannot apply the din of kol diporish. So maybe by nimtzo, we cannot apply the din of kol diporish either. So why does the shach say kach poshim miposkim? Because the poskim don't mention it, it's a sri. But according to the thesis read, it wouldn't be like that. Alright. Now. Alright, we'll leave it here. From the Teras Abayis, and Teras Abayis, Teras Abayis HaKotzer, and the Perek Abayis, and the Shmeres Abayis, I mean, because these Rashbo and Ros, I mean, are the fundamental, represent the fundamental, he say this in Taubes. Now, I want to go over again briefly. I mean, the pshat of the shach in the Teras Abayis and or in the Berek Abayis, and the pshat of the Chodosh in the Teras Abayis and Berek Abayis. Most Mephoshim so agree with the Chodosh pshat in the Rashba, not with the shach. Now, so it all revolves around the Rashba that discusses the case of Lo Karbosam Namakuli, and then it Reifer was discovered. So the Rashba says in Tiras Abayis that all the meat that was bought before the discovery was made is muta, even Mechticha Ruyel is chavit. And then after that, so Mikhaldine Chticha Ruil is Chabit is Osea, and the Chticha Shena Ruil is Chabit is Muta, but Mitzat Chumre, we should not buy any meat, even Chticha Shena Ruil is Chabit. So we talk about now the Tur is Masik, and the Tur says that after this discovery is made, so even Chticha Shena Ruil is Chabit is Osea, because it's Kavur. So the Bes Yosef is Masik on the Tur. So then, why is the Tur Chelik on the Rashba? The Rashba says it's a very simple thing. It's a plain case of Tarubis. Alright. So it revolves around it. Now, so the Prisha and the Bach, they both say that the reason as to why the Tur is chilek on the Rashba is because the Tur assumed that the Rashba had reference to the case where there was a taruves of chnuyes, not a taruves of chtichtes. So Meile, the Rashba discussed the case where, let's say, there are a number of stores in the slaughterhouse, and then people kept on buying meat from those stores in the slaughterhouse. And then the discovery was made that the whole chanus is treifa, is nevela. But which chanus, no one knows. So the Rashba says, that this is what the Tur assumed the Rashba to be saying. So according to the Tur's understanding of the Rashba, Rashba is saying in such a case, so all the meat that was bought until now, so is all right. But it's good. If Mechticha will be schabed, and from now on, so Mechticha Shinu will be schabed, you cannot buy. Mechticha Shinu will be schabed, you cannot buy. Mechticha Shinu will be schabed, you can buy. And the Tur is chelik. Why is the Tur chelik? Because the Tur holds that the taruves of chnuyes is kavua. There is no bitl of chavitrei, only by taruves of chtichas, but not by taruves of chnuyes. Now I explained it. I think that this is the plain pshat in the chite, that taruves of chnuyes, there is no bitl thereof, because then it's considered like kavua. Why? What is kavua? Kavua, many rishonim say if it's nikar or yitzav in keimei. So the Tur shita is that nikar yitzav in keimei does not depend upon the question as to whether bimtzias people identify the yitzav from the heter, the yitzav from the heter. But nikar yitzav in keimei means if the circumstances are such that a reasonable person should be able to identify, but he's so absent-minded and he's so much asleep that he does not identify, so it's still considered nikar yitzav in keimei. Since a reasonable man is capable of distinguishing. So when you have taruves of chtichas, let's say in the same basket, on the same table, so then, even a reasonable person can be mixed up and not know. How can you know? It's in the same place. Mashenkin, if you have all the treifa and the nevela in one store and the kshelis in other stores, so there is no reason as to why we don't know. So if we don't know, it's our fault. We are not alert. We don't observe. We are asleep. So mele, it's considered. It's considered al-Pedin is the Nikar Yitzav Keimei, and Mimele, so it's Kavua, so there is no Bitl. So there is no Bitl. That's the Shita of the Tur. Now, this is not how the Primigodim explains that Shita. The Primigodim assumes, but I don't think that this is right. The Primigodim assumes that the reason is why some poskim say that taruves of chnuyes, there is no bitl, is because when is there an inyan of bitl, if the taruves takes place with mokim echot. But if the yisa and the heter are in one place, on one table, in one basket, mashenkin, if the yisa and the heter happen to be in different places, in different stores, different rooms, so then there is no inyan of taruves. Then it's kavua. Then it's kavua. I mean, but we'll see. I mean, it's. I don't think that this is the pshat. Not that there is a difference whether it's one mokim or another mokim. I mean, how will you delineate a case of one mokim and a case of two mokimis. Why is it? In other words, it has to be dafki in one basket, in one table. And suppose it's the two separate tables? So it's not that there is a difference whether it's one place or another place. Why is one table considered one place and one building, different rooms, not one place, and let's say even one city, and different buildings, not one place? What's it? What are the criteria whereby you determine as to whether it's one place or two different places? But the pshat is, as I said, because if it is, many of the shayim say that when is it kavua, if nikar is abu kemei. So the main, like the shita of the tour, according to the Bach and the Parishi, is that it doesn't mean nikar is abu kemei b'mitzias. If a reasonable man is expected to be makar is abu kemei, but he doesn't, he's not reasonable, he's not alert, he's absent-minded, so it's still considered nikar is abu kemei. He's still considered nikar is abu kemei. But it doesn't make a difference whether it's one mokim or two mokim. We'll soon see. Anyway, that's the shite. That's the shite of the two, according to the Bach and the Prishi. But there is one difference. I mentioned it last time. That's important. According to the Prishi, so those who say that the Arubes of Chnuyis is kavua and there is no beetle, so it's only Mirabonon. And according to the Bach, those who say that Tarubis of Chnis, there is no beetle, there's a bit of kavua, so it's midraiz. So whether it's midraiz, on that point there is a machleik, that's the difference between the Prishe and the Bach. Alright, now, the Prishe, according to the Prishe, so that's the machleikis between the Tur and the Rajbo. In other words, the Rajbo holds the Tarubis of Chnuyis. Tarubis of Chnuyis, so Tarubis of Chnuyis, so he's also a Tarubis, and there is bit. So Mele says, Baichticho Shinuru Yonis Chabet, so it's Mutar even after the discovery is made of the Tarubis of Chnuyis. And the two holes, Tarubis of Chnuyis is Kavua, so there is no bit. But the Bach says, no, that just as the two says, just as the Tur says, now we'll soon see the Shach signs the Lashon of the Bach. So the Bach says that just as according to the Tur, Tarubis of Chnuyis is Kavua, and there is no Beetle, why? As we explained it, because it's considered Nikar Yisam Kemei, on account of the fact that a reasonable person is expected to distinguish the Yisam from the Heter. So the Rashba also agrees with that. The Rajbo also agrees with that. It's only, but when the Rajbo says that even after the discovery is made, so ichticho shinuruyon is chabit, you can buy because it becomes bottle berov, because the Rajbo is reference to Tarubis of Tiches. But the two misunderstood the Rajbo, and the two thought that the Rajbo is referring to Tarubis of Chnuyis, so it was massive. But in Achname, the Rashba would agree with the two that in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyis there is no beetle. But the Rashba really had reference to Tarubis of Tiches. So according to the Prishe, that's the machlekes between the Rashba and the two as to whether Tarubis of Chnuyis, so has it been of Tarubis and there is beetle, or Tarubis of Chnuyis is kavua, there is no beetle. And that the two shite is that it's kavua, there is no beetle. The Rashba shite is that there is beetle. There is no distinction. Tarubis of Chnuyis, Tarubis of Tiches. And according to the Bach, so the Rashba is also made to the two that in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyis, there is no beetle. But the Rashba, when he says there is beetle by Chticho Shinuru Yonis Chabit, even after this discovery is made, because he's referring to Tarubis of Tiches. But the two misunderstood the Rashba. So, but in the case of Tarubis of Chnuyis, the Rashba will be made of it. Alright. Now, that's the difference between the Prishes Pshat in the Tur and the Bach Pshat in the Tur. In other words, so there are two naftiminess. One is whether it's in the Rais of the Rabbanon, and one whether the Rashba is Chelik on the Tur or not. Now, then the Taz, I'm sorry, then the Shach, in explaining Now you should go over that the Tiras Abayis. This is now. Bayis Bivli Shavetz. Now again, if anyone has a Tiras Abayis, there is one Tiras Abayis here on the table. Now, now let's see the Tiras Abayis. Ha'oruch Tiras Abayis Hakotzer. Again, it's very important. Ulifichoch Daflamet. A Bayis Revi Sharshein Daflamet. Ulifichoch Mishalokar Posa Posha Makulin. Vatuchticho Ruil Ischabin Bobifne Orchim. Vakinim Sestrevon Makulin. Vulinaydach Tiras Atrevo Mishachtiris. Vieshom Tiras Ruil Ischabin Bobifne Orchim. When you day a mezulokach, in a trefes and in a cheris, police and shalokho mikvom and a makulin, kidem shenida she is on trefum mitomis, with the shalomida yisar lacha shepiro suenu, or shebol eilu a sofi, be peris bolohen, hold the porous mugube porous, behind the safety price in tole beninzola haravo. Avo osa lacha mikan likach nakavua, makulin, bafuloka hecha bifanela, is osa. וכדמוך בה ידתי שציפורי של מעצה ורשו חומץ שבקם לפסוחים ומי הוא דווקא של ניסאו וכתיך הזו שלו כמנה קבוע בתרס האחר של היתר אבל ניסאו ואחרס מסתם שיקול מטוריס וכדמוך עודן ניסא זו בין כך ובין כך תכסתן איזו דיליס שבידי לי שנראו איזו ישחה בפני איכי ניתן בנגוד לו בין כך ובין כך מטוריס אם הויו שומרי ותר ובלבד בחינין שאיתם עוד Now, this is the Tiras Abayis. Then the Berek Abayis on page 58 here. So he says, "Oyd nira mitivra chocham b'yinatei shachanuiz kula mechit basa shchuto v'achas mecheres basa nevelo dikaimlon dimokach me'achas men ven yidei ameizem en mokach osea dehavli kovua dikhashvino mechza al mechzo uvinim tzoholach acharob dehilchin asho zu shidil rasopi v'havli pirish v'asnina basa ho. So that's the double portion. I mean, that's considered by everybody. According to what the Rashi in Tiras Abayis wrote, Eines Boschapi und mich kachs wohl dann nicht klar. Die Lobby nimmt so, dass mir noch besser gut bei Asof, schon als Schozual, ich dich so in mir, ich sage, Chanuiz, Bruch, im Schimp, im Sofik, was auch, schon als Schozual, will ich als Asof, so ist mir Chanuiz. Aber was auch nicht mehr Chanuiz, bei Ihnen, kolum, chas gesetter, ich nicht bar, schach, mir Chanuiz, Asur, und Interess Asofik, also, als Schozual, schien Tiel, Asofik, im Sada, Atzel, und Zadrir, es Chanuiz, schien es Bore, Achshof, schach, mir Asur, und dich kach, nil, bo Sofik, al, is, ischor, schien, pir, so, wie, al, kiech, men. Im, kei, Sofik, zeyne, me, chude, schol, gil, me, so, baalmi, schetrilo, Nella, Mimenu, Shoy Sobio Shekulomitoris, or Shinisbora Shahodosa, Igloi Musil Mafria, Shibishas Mekartihazu, Kishapirs Mish Shoy Sophic Shalov is a ball. So one thing is clear that the Berek Abayis expresses the concept that we say Kovua Le Mafria, that Kovua has retroactive effect. There is no doubt that the Berek Abayis says that. But the question is, what did the Ro think? The Rashbo said in Tiras Abayis. That's the big question. But definitely, that the Roi is saying, we say Kavua L'Mafreya. And because of that principle, we say Kavua L'Mafreya is Masik on the Tiras Abayis. What did the Roi think the Rashbo was saying in Tiras Abayis? So the Shach says that the Roi assumed that the Rashbo was saying exactly what, according to the Bach, the Tur assumed the Bach, the Rashbo was saying. What, according to the Bach's pshat. So, what did the Tur think the Rashbo was saying in Tiras Abayis? According to the Bach's pshat in the Tur. So, how did the Tur apply the Rashbo in Tiras Abayis to the case where a discovery was made that one chanus in the slaughterhouse is slave, but which one it is?
No, it's door number X. It's door X. Did no one know, even after the discovery. Before the discovery, so everybody thought all the 10 chanuis are kasheris. But then the discoverer has made that one chanus is neveh. One chanus. So the Rashba was saying, in such a case, I mean, this is how the Torah understood the Rashba. So the Shach says that the Ro understood the Rashba the same way. So the Rashba is saying, in such a case, all the meat that was bought until now, until the discovery of Chanus X being treif neveh. So all the meat that was bought until the discovery is mutaris. Even chetich shoruyin is chabit. But from now on, so mikra didine, we are allowed to buy only meat in that slaughterhouse that is ain't royal is chabit. That meat that is royal is chabit, not. This is what the Berek Abayis understood the Rashba saying in Teres Abayis. So, what is it? In other words, he understood the Teres Abayis the same way as the Tur understood the Teres Abayis. But the Tur is Masik, and the Din of the Rashba in respect to buying meat from now on. So he says, even Chticho Shoin or Uyul Ischabit, we should not be allowed to buy. But the Tur is not Masik, and the Din of the Rashba, that all the meat that was bought until now is Muter. But the Ro is Masik even on that. Loi mi boy, that according to the Ro. So you're not allowed to buy any meat from now on. But according to the Ro, all the meat that was bought until now, before the discovery of Store X being trade, was made, is also. Why? Because, number one, so the Ro says two things. Number one, that Taruves, once it becomes established, there is a whole store that's selling Nevele, so it's Kavua. And since it was discovered, there is a Chanus that is Kavua. So Memele, we say Kavua Lemafreya. So not only we're not allowed to buy any meat now in the slaughterhouse, all the meat that was bought in the slaughterhouse until now is also sell. So maybe it's not necessary for the Berek Abayis to be masik and the din of the Rashba in respect to buying meat from now on, because he says even the meat that was bought in the past, as long as it wasn't eaten yet, so it shouldn't be eaten, because kavua, because taruves of chnuyes is kavua, and we say kavua lemafre. That's the asoge of the Ro. So then comes the Rashba, and he says, Omar HaKesev, Hu Chaleim Vehu Mifasher. So the Rashba in Mishmeres Abayis says, the Ro misunderstood him. And the way the Shach understood the Mishmeres Abayis, so the Rashba is conceding to the Ro in that particular case that he thought that the Teres Abayis had reference to, so he would say exactly like the Ro. He would say exactly like the Ro. In other words, that number one, if there is a taruves of chnuyes, if it becomes established, there is a taruves of one chanus that is selling treif and vele among chanuyes that sell sheiro, so then it's kavua. And number two, that kavua, we say kavua lemafreya. But he says, what does he want from me? I didn't discuss that case. I discussed another case where all the meat was becheskas kashres, and then it was found out that there is one behemei treifo. Not that one chanus sells exclusively treifo. There is, in other words, it's a taruves of chtiches. Taruves of chtiches, so naturally. So, yovish be yovish, is bottle be hov, by benigei chtiches in royal ischabe, royal ischabe, there is no bottle. And whatever was bought before, so it's moved. So, in other words, so this is what the Mishmeres Abayis says. Omar HaKesev, hu chaleim vu mifashir. שהמחבי ילוי על חנוסך עוד מחרס בוסו נביא לו ביודוע אומרו דאף על פי שזה לא יודע שיש כאן חנוס מחרס בוסו נביא לו כי מי שלא כך משום מן הקבוע לא כך. So the lotion of the Mishmeres Abayis is not expressive of the Shach's pshat, because according to the Shach, so the Rashba understood that the Berak Habayis had understood the Teiras Habayis as referring to a case where a discovery is made that store X is nevela. So why does he say Shamechaber Luyal Chanus Echot Micheres Boson Nevela Biyudua Omro? So it's not Biyudua because it's store X. So Biyudua means that there is a whole store that sells exclusively treifa. That's the pshat Biyudua. Not Biyudua does not mean that the identity of the store was discovered, but that there is such a store. Yudiyom, but after Pisha Zelu Yota Sheish Kachanus Mechares Basan Avelo, Kiv Mishalokach Mishom Minakavua Lokach. Via Mechabe Loikosat Kein El Bishinim Tzoshom Sofik Treife, O Yafil Vadai Treife. So he says, Amechabe himself had reference where it was discovered that there is Itahuves of Chtiches. Lacha Shalokach Shezelu Inilad Lonum Makulim, Ad Lacha Shikonoze, Vichol Ma Shalokach Mitchilom. ולאחר שפירש נילא לאסופיק הזה, אם לא כך מנטריף, נקשי לא מותר, די זה כנימצאו, די מה ישנה מתי שחנויס, די ודאי מי שלא כך מנקבוע לא כך, אלו שלא ילידה לאסופיק בלי קבוע, אלו פירש, ומשום כך מותר. All right, so in other words, so according to the Shach's Pshat, the Rashba and the Roh have no substantive machlekes. The Rashba is masik on the Roh because the Roh misunderstood his case. But there is no substantive machlekes. And the Rashba is also made it. The Shach says that we say Gavuel Mafreya, and furthermore that we say that Taruves of Chnuyes is considered Gavua. Alright, that's the Pshat of the Rashba. Now, so then the Prichodosh is masik on the Shach. And he says that in the Bayis HaKotzer, so it's Mashmah of the Rashba, now in Daf Choftes, page 57, on the margin, the Bayis HaKotzer of the Rashba, so it's Mashmah, Makulin Shemeichin Shom Boso Shruto, U Boso Neveil, Aval Pi Sharif Chanuyeis Shom Mecheres, Mecheres Boso Shruto, Vilokach Mechonim, ואין ידי המאיזם אין לא כך. אז הוא אומר, אף על פי שריב חנוי ששום מחרז בוסו שחוטו, ולא כך מאחד מהם, ואין ידי המאיזם אין לא כך, הרי זה עושה, שכל איסה קבוע, ונדע מקיימון, ואין ניכר, הרי הוא, כי מחצו, על מחצו, מוצו בשוק, בוסו, הרי הוא מותך, אז הוא כמו נריב פירשו כושר, שכל הפורש, שכל הפורש נריב הוא פורש, זה שלא כך נופל לי סופיק בקבוע, אבל זה שמוצא בשוק לי נופל הסופיק אלו בפרש, ולפי חוך מוצא ביד אחיה, אף על פי שהדובה ידוע שמריקי הבוס על מהפולים, והוא עם ידיע מי זה לא כך מותר שבפרש נופל הסופיק, במה דבורים אמורים של רואי זה יצם נעמקולים, אבל רואי יצם נעמקולים באיזה שור נופל לי הסופיק, ונמצא שבמוקים קבוע נפלה סופיק ווסה, ויירה לי של יוסרו לו בזמן שהיא בפני עצמו, אבל מסר לו באחיר אסתה לי ברוב משם סבק סבקי, ולפי חוך מי שלא כבוס על מהקולים, ואף לכתיך הרוי על ישחה בית, והכי נמצא טריף מהקולים, ולנידו אכתיך את הטריף עוד משור אכתיך איס, ואין ידיע מי זה לא כך, כל מה שלא כחו מן המהקולים, כדי שנמצא סטריף וזו מהקולים מותר, שלא נופל בסופיק בידה בקבוע, אלא אחר שפירש, אבו, אבות נקיח מכאן ואין לחוסר, אבל מת ואמורים בכתיך יצורו יש לסחה בית שאין להם ביטל מחמס קשיבס כמו שבאנו, ואף על פי שאין מכם וניקה, אבל שורך תיחס מטורס, ליובש ביובש מזבט לו כמו שבאנו. So then, so he says, הדרושני is, אף שמייחין שום בוס השרוטו ובוס הנבילו, אף על פי שריף חני ששום מייחיס בוס השרוטו, ולא כך מאחד מהן, ונידי המייזם אין לא כך, הרי זו עושה, שכל איסה הקבוע, ונידע מנקיימון וניקה, אז הוא אמפסייס, ונידע מנקיימון וניקה, in other words, it's only if the store is ניקה, the store is identifiable, is identified by everyone, not only identifiable, but identified, במציא is identified. מה שאין כן, אם זה סטור אקס, So that's how it's mashma. Shekolisa kavua v'neida mekeimam v'nikara oikemechta. Only if it's identified by the people. But if it's not identified, it's not nikam mekeimina. Anyway, so the prechodosh is masik and the shach, and most poskim d'achreinim. I mean, agree with the prechodosh, and they say that on the contrary, the shach shite is number one. That we don't say that taruves of chnuyes is a din of kavua. And as far as that is concerned, so the prechodosh says. So he says that even according to the law, if there is a taruves of chnuyes, so it has a din of taruves and there is bittle. No one says. You see, according to the Shach, so both the Ro and the Rashbo agree that the Taruves of Chnuyes is not a Taruves, it's Kavua. But according to Prechodosh, everybody agrees with the Shite of Rabbi Shimshon Mikin and Sifra Krisis. He's the one who says it explicitly. The Taruves of Chnuyes is the same din as Taruves of Tiches. So according to Prechodosh, no one is chelik, no Rishon is chelik on the Shite of Rabbi Shimshon Mikin and Sifra Krisis. But, so what's the pshat in the Ro? So the Prechodosh says, now again, the Prechodosh says that the Ro understood the Teras Abayis to refer to a case where someone bought a boso in the slaughterhouse, in his store in the slaughterhouse, and there were 10 stores, let's say, in that slaughterhouse, and most people knew that 9 stores were selling kosher, 1 store was selling the melee, but one person was uninformed, and he thought that all the 10 stores sell kshero, and then he bought in one of the stores, and since he thought that all the 10 stores in the slaughterhouse sell kshero, so he didn't make it his business to observe in which store he bought, because what difference did it make to him? I mean, he thought that all the 10 stores sell kshero, so he didn't observe in which store. Then he found out that there is one store that sells trefo, and he found out the identity of that one store too. So to him it was a discovery, but to everybody else it was no discovery. So then the Rashbo and Teras Abayi says that in such a case where all the people know, all the customers know that 9 stores sell kshero, but store number 10 in the slaughterhouse sells nevelo. But one person, Ruvain, he didn't know, he was uninformed, and he bought boso in one of the stores. Then even Ruvain found out that store number 10 sells nevelo. Well, the other 9 stores sell kshero, and he doesn't know in which store he bought it, whether he bought it in store number 10 or he bought it in one of the 9 stores. So the Rashba is saying all the meat that he bought, all the meat that he bought from now on, he says, all the meat that he bought from now on, so the Rashba says, is muta. So then the Ro is masik. The Ro is masik, and he said, why should it be muta? After all, we say kavua l'mafreya. So that means that according to the Ro, so the only reason as to why he's masik and the Rashba in Teras Abayis, is why the Rashba says in such a case all the meat that Ruvin bought prior to discovery is muter. So why does the Rashba say? So in other words, so that means that according to the Ro's understanding of the Rashba is saying two things. First of all, that even if all the customers know, even if most people know the identity of the Hanus that sells Trefo, but since relative to, let's say, to Reuven, he didn't know, and the shaila arose in connection with the meat that Reuven bought. Reuven didn't know, so the notice of the whole world has no significance vis-a-vis Reuven. After all, what does Reuven care? Why should we care about the fact that everybody, every customer, most of the people know that store number 10 sells Nevela? But Reuven didn't know. Reuven thought all the 10 stores sell Chero. So Mimele, and he bought it before he found out. So Mimele, relative to Reuven, it has a din like Pireish, like Nimtzo Bechutz. So we say, called the Polish Merube Polish. So all the meat that Reuven bought is Muter. It's like, has a din like Nimtzo. Nimtzo. In other words, so one din that the Rosh says, that the Rashba says, according to the Rosh understanding of the Rashba in Teres HaBayis, is that even when it's Neida to the whole world, but if Reuven, it's not Neida to Reuven, so we do not say that it's considered like Nikabim Kemet. Relative to Reuven, it's not Nikabim Kemet. Relative to all other people who have knowledge, so it's Nikabim Kemet. But relative to Reuven, it's not Nikabim Kemet. That's one thing that the Rashba is saying in Teres HaBayis. And another thing that, according to the Rosh understanding, that the Rashba is saying in the Teres HaBayis is that, another thing that the Rashba is saying in the Teres HaBayis is that we do not say Kavua Lemafreya. So then the Ro is Masik on the Rashba, and he says, now in this case, so all the meat that Reuven bought should be Oser, because it's Kavua. Why? Because we say Kavua Lemafreya, but not because most people knew. So in other words, so it seems, according to the Prichodosh Pshat, so the Ro is saying that in a case where, let's say, something is Neida to most people, but relative to one person it's not Neida, then it's not Kavua relative to that person. But since later on, even Reuven discovered it, so it has retroactive effect. So mainly it's Kavua relative to Reuven too, because Reuven found out. But suppose Reuven never found it out, then we will apply the din of Kol Dipolish, according to the Ro. And the only reason is why the Ro says that in this case, all the boso that Reuven bought is Oseh, is because we say Kavua Lemafreya. Because Reuven himself found it out. But suppose Reuven didn't find it out? So Memele, but somebody else knows that Reuven bought in one of the stores, and Reuven thought that all the 10 stores sell treif. So he doesn't have to tell Reuven, listen, you should know that one store sells treif, Nevela. No, he doesn't have to tell him, because as long as he is laboring under that mistake that all the stores sell Sheiro, so Mimela, relative to him, it's Muter, so I don't have to tell it him. But in this case where Reuven himself found it out, so we applied Aloch of Kavul Mafreya. So then the Rashba says, Omer HaKesef, Hu Chalim Vu Mifasheya, Shamechabe Aloy Al Chanusechot Micheres, Boson Veila Biyodua Omro. In other words, this is Yodua, but just one person wasn't, to one person it wasn't Yodua, it was Yodua to the whole world. Because in such a case, so the Rashba says in Mishmeres HaBayis, I would agree that all the meat that he bought, Reuven, is Oser, not because of Kavua Lemafreya. We don't say Kavua Lemafreya, the Prichodosh says. And the raya that we don't say Kavua Lemafreya according to the Rashba, because of the lotion of the Rashba in Teres HaBayis HaKotzer, V'lokach me'achod me'em yidea me'em lokach, Harei Zoseh, Shekol Yisa Kavua V'nida Min Kimon V'nika, Harei Kumechza. So only Mikan L'habe from them, but until it is Nika, we do not say Kovu alim afreya. But in this case, even though, so I would say, in the case where Ruvain was the only person who didn't know that store number X, that store number 10, sells Nevela, but everybody else knew that store number 10 sells Nevela. So then in such a case, so if Ruvain bought the meat, so even without Ruvain finding out that store, the identity of store number A, at number 10, so it would still be considered kavua, because the criterion whereby we determine whether it's yodua or not is not whether that particular person who has the child, so it's neida to him, but whether it's neida in general. And as long as most people know about it, so it's considered neida, even relative to those few who don't know anything about it. So memele we don't have. So it's not because of Amrinon Kovua Lemafreya, but in a case where it wasn't known to the whole world, but let's say no one knew, and then it was found out, the identity of the store, then the Rashba would say, we don't say Kovua Lemafreya. We don't say Kovua Lemafreya. So that means, according to the Prichodosh Pshat, so we have a Machlekes, and two dinim between the Rashba and the So, on one din, on each din, one is a meikil and the other one is a machmir. So, there are two questions that are told to be machleikel between the Rashba and Ro. One question is, suppose it is not known that the identity of the store. And then it is found out, do we say Kavu El Mafreya or we don't say Kavu El Mafreya? So according to Prichodosh Pshat, the Ro says, we say Kavu El Mafreya, everybody agrees that that's the Roshite, but the Rashba says, we don't say Kavu El Mafreya. And then there is another question on which there is a machlek between the Ro and the Rashba. Suppose most people know that store number 10 sells Nevela, but Ruvain doesn't know. So is it considered Kavua Ligabe Ruvain, or it's not considered Kavua Ligabe Ruvain? So according to the law, since Ruvain doesn't know, so vis-a-vis Ruvain, it's not considered Kavua. But according to the Rashba, since most people know, so even vis-a-vis Ruvain who doesn't know, it's considered Nikabim Keime, it's considered Kavua. So we have a double machlekes, according to the Prichodos Pshat, between the Rashba and the Rav. One on the question as to whether we say Kavu El Mafreya, and the other one on the question as to whether we say in a case where most people know the identity of the store that sells an Nevela, but certain people don't know, whether relative to those people who don't know, so it's considered Kavu or not. So according to the Rav, we have to consider, we say that relative to the person who doesn't know, it's not kavua. And according to the Rashba, since the most people know, so it's so relative to everybody, it's considered kavua according to the Rashba. All right. Now, as I mentioned before, the primikodi assumes that those poskim who say that taruves of chnuye so is kavua, so why is taruves of chnuye distinguished from taruves of chtiches? Because taruves of chtiches is in one mokim, the taruves, but taruves of chnuye is in different mokims, different buildings, different rooms. But it's not mashma that is the difference. So mimele, because of the fact that the primikodim assumes that that's the reason of those poskim who say that taruvis of chnuyes, so he is kavua and is not, there is no bitul berov because he's in different mekemes. So he says that on that point there is a machlekes between Teisves and the Ramban in Gittin. Now, where's Teisves? That's in the sugye of hoim el shluchei tzei v'kadosh liisho. That's some adalet in Gittin and a few days in Ozia. So the whole hashliach and the shliach disappeared. So Rabbi Yechanan says that Ruvain, let's say, if Ruvain said to Shimon, "Be mikadosh and isha for me, I don't care who," You decide. And then Shliach, when the Shliach went away, he disappeared. So Chazok Shliach is Shlechusei. So Ruvein is also b'kol anoshim shebeilom. Unless he finds out that a certain woman doesn't have a sister, or she has a sister and the sister is married, but otherwise if he doesn't investigate these facts, so he's also b'kol anoshim shebeilom, because of the possibility any woman, maybe it's a sister, maybe it's a mother, maybe it's a daughter of that lady X whom Shimon was mikadish for him. So let's say, so we assume that Shimon was mikadish Rochel for Ruvein, so Mimele is also Leah, because maybe Leah is a sister of Rochel. Unless he finds out that Leah has no sister, has no mother, or she has, and that mother had been married for many years, so it couldn't have been her mother, her sister, her daughter, and so on. Alright. So then, the Gemara asked the Kashe, why don't we rely on Rov? So the Gemara says, because neither. Ish and neither. So we have the machlekes between Rashi and Nozir and Tesis and Suves. Who is neither, whether Rochel neither or Leah neither, whatever it is. That is not important. So Tesis says the Kashe, Monefshech, if we don't go Basarov, because it's Kavua. So Mimele, so why does Rabbi Yechanan say that Ruvein is also B'chlan Noshin Shebeilom? No one else, anyone who heard that story, that Shimon was Mikadish, that Shimon was told to be Mikadish and Misha for Ruvein, should not be allowed to marry any woman, because maybe that's the woman whom Shimon was Mikadish. We don't rely on Rov. That's Tesis Kash. So Tesis gives the Teretz that Midiraisa we do rely on Rov. Here it's not Kavua. Why isn't it here Kavua? Because it's not Nikab and Kemi. We don't know who Lady X is. So Mimele, that's Tesis Shite. That when is it considered Kavua? Only when it's Nikab and Kemi. But here it's not Nikab and Kemi. So that's the reason as to why anybody else, even though we heard that story, there is a woman who might be Mikodeshes to Ruvein. So he's allowed to be Mikadish a woman. He doesn't have to be Cheshish. Maybe that's Lady X, because most women in the world are not Lady X. So because of that, everybody else is allowed to be Mikadish Nisho. So then you'll ask, so why is it that Ruvein is not allowed to be Mikadish Leah? So that's a knas, because he didn't act as a Jew should act. I mean, he appointed the Shliach to be Mikadish Nisho, any woman, he doesn't care. So because of that, the Chachomim canceled. All right. Then the Ramban and the Ran in Gittin, so they say no. They say no. That this is canceled. So they say that here, from the Ramban's Loshnitz Mashma, that Midraise Ruvein is not allowed to marry Leah. Because we cannot rely on Kol Polish, because here it's called Kavua. Here it's Kavua. But, so then you ask, Amnitama is the Kashi. So nobody should be allowed to marry any woman. Maybe it's Lady X, maybe that's Rochel, who is Mikudesh, is already the woman. So he says, we don't have to be Cheshish. Because it's true, if that woman that somebody else wants to be Mikadesh is Rochel, the one who became Mikudesh, so she wouldn't let herself be Mikudesh to another man. She knows. So, I mean, Ruvein doesn't know who Lady X is, but Lady X knows that she is Lady X. So, Mimele, what kind of a kasha is it? And the fact, so if he marries a woman and that woman didn't tell him, you should know, Shimon married me, was Mikadish me for Ruvein. She didn't tell him that, so that's the best raya. A very simple teretz, that she is not the Lady X. That's the teretz of the Ramban. Anyway, the Ramban and the Ran, they both say, so the Achilik and Tesis says that there it's only Kavua mid Rabbonon vis-a-vis Ruvein because as a knas. But vis-a-vis everybody else, so even mid Rabbonon, it's not Kavua. And we apply the law of Kol Polish. Why isn't it Kavua? Because it's not Nikam and Kemi. But the Ramban